Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
B1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You have 18 shopping days to Christmas. I mean, going out on Christmas Day, I'm sure there's some places maybe you could pop into, but you really, I mean, let's say there's 18. Right?
I mean,
of course, I've bought crap on Christmas Day, gift cards usually. Oh, hell, you forgot you drew Cousin Brian's name.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Cousin Brian.
Yeah.
He's a big listener of the show.
I don't get it.
That's a good gift.
What is?
Gift cards.
Well, yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Three. Also, if you cash. Set your own deadline of like, I'm going to have all my stuff done by December 15th. Well, then there's 9 days left.
Yeah. I want somebody to say, I want crypto for Christmas.
No, you don't.
Not a crypto Christmas. All right, let's get to this thing here. This lady's probably a nervous wreck. Should I say her name or can I? Should I not?
I mean, I want you to every time.
Well, I know, but I like to be is discretionary a word? It sounds right.
Yeah, it is. That's a word, real word.
Discretionary.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that and ignored it many times.
Just we can ask her if we want to.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, do you want to be anonymous?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
All right, good.
All right, cool.
I don't care. My husband, he's only listening to those old men yelling at politics anyway, so I don't care.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you must not be in this market.
You don't know that.
Well, are we on speaker? It's I can't tell if there's some kind of, it's live radio, so I feel like there's like an echo or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm not on any speaker.
Okay. Cool. So let's talk about your husband. We've already told the audience that you, it's basically this. One of your kids or your kid needs to move back in the house after some kind of relationship change, and your husband has said no to that. But you're going to overturn that decision today. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, he's just being a dick, actually.
Okay.
My daughter Kirsten wants to come home, my daughter Kirsten. That's my name, y'all. Riley. We were going to name her after me, but we didn't. Anyway, my daughter Riley's getting divorced, and she has like two kids and this big ass dog. You know, he's about like 150 pounds.
Oh.
But anyway, they want to come home because they don't have anywhere to go. So they're coming home, and Jake is just being an ass because he said he's not going to let no grown kids come back to the house.
Yeah.
So,
but he's got grandkids, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. He's being really stupid about it, you know, but I'm just going to tell him.
that's where I feel like it all changes, because when I'll just be straight up. I've said it to her face, and not in a mean way, but it's like my kid. You know, I became a grandfather. I was like, that right there is helping you out. You just don't know. You know what I mean? Like if it's a younger married couple out there, you know, having to go through the struggles of life and the lessons that are taught with it. But when they have a grandkid, you're like, I don't want you to have maybe struggles quite as hard kind of thing. And then, you know, you go without for them. I know what you're going through right now. But he says,
yeah, you know,
no.
We just gotta be there for the little ones. You know what I'm saying? We can't, you know, it's not even a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something most people would do. It seems like most people also just, you know, if it came down to it, they would fold on that. Even if they say, nope, not going to do it. If it actually came down to it, the kids needed a place to go, you'd let them come back.
She literally has nowhere else to go.
Nowhere. But that shouldn't even be a problem because we're home, so, you know.
Right. And you have the room.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. We make the room.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. I could not go back home. You know why, Kirsten, I'm sorry. It's because my old bedroom's now an office.
Yeah, it is.
That is not used really for. There's no officing being done.
No.
Oh, they use Alexa for the office here at my mom's house. The grandbabies, oh man. Now here's a good text. I wonder if they said 200-pound dog. I think you said like 150 pounds. I wonder if the 200-pound dog is keeping them from finding a place to live. That doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter. I would live in the garage if I had to. And Grace, if you're listening, don't take that literal. But like, I mean, right? Like, how you maybe it's not a forever thing, hopefully.
Yeah, you don't want to be a forever thing, but at least, you know, they can gain some stability. And you don't, I mean, if you can prevent the kids from the going through simultaneously the divorce, the move to nowhere in particular, and losing the dog.
Don't
just do all that to them.
Well, the dog, yeah, the dog's part of the family. Yeah. I mean, that's not even.
Yeah. It's been comforting them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
they
sure.
Do, they do that.
I'm sure. Now, Nine kind of talked about this there, but do you think perhaps that. Has this come to the point you're doing it on the radio because, you know, at first when he's like, listen, she's not moving back here with those kids and that big-ass dog, that was your words, and, it, you know, you're like, no, really, like, this come to a point where this is not just him calling his bluff. I mean, you're doing it on the radio with your husband, and I'm sure of at least in many years to have an adult child with children. What's the ultimatum on this?
Well, I'm telling you, if he says no, I'm going. I'm gonna go with the kids and find somewhere for us to stay, and he could just have a whole damn house himself then.
Sounds like you're gonna lay down the law.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed I am. I'm gonna try.
Okay.
I think he's gonna give in because, you know, come on now.
Yeah. Is there, you know, I always pry when I'm very inquisitive. Like, this is somebody, you know, is he your best friend? We were talking about that yesterday. Your spouse or whatever is supposed to be your best friend kind of thing. I just wonder, like, I want to know, like, how this is going to go down with them being married. Like, is she upstairs? He's downstairs. Is he already at work? And then secondly, on top of that, why is this not something you would not say in person? Like, he would not believe it in person.
Or has it come up and he just won't budge on it?
I think that if I catch him off guard like this and I give him this kind of ultimatum, that maybe, you know, he's just going to go with it. Because he's not going to believe that I'm just going to do that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just reading text here. Yeah, I mean, dude, it seems. Excuse me for calling you dude, ma'am. I'll call you dude, ma'am. How's that? A lot of people are obviously on your side about this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously on your side.
Yeah, the compromise is going to be him compromising on this.
That's got to be right? Well, I mean, now there
maybe
again.
Not, maybe not.
Now here's a text. And I'm not going to try to judge the gender of whoever sent it, but hey, Rise Guys, listen to this right now. I feel as though her giving the ultimatum to him, like it's the kids or me, it's already like there's something. Okay, so is there already issues with you and your husband maybe at all? That is a big ultimatum, or is that the seriousness you're trying to let him know?
No, this is how serious it is. Okay. Ain't no problem with us. This is how serious it is. I mean, these are my kids and my grandkids. You know what I mean?
Oh,
absolutely. I mean, like this is not something that you play with. You know, these kids' lives and these grandkids' lives. We gotta pay attention to that. This is their future.
No, the part of it too is that he's put. If he says no to this, and it's what his wife wants, and it's what his own daughter needs, and his grandkids need, well, I mean, he's just putting himself ahead of everybody in the family, which is not what the man does, right? The man sacrifices, gives up. Everybody does.
No,
not anymore. You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
You know.
Yeah, it's true because
so
you know.
I think he hasn't thought it all the way through.
Yeah.
I think he just thinks that's something that just can't happen. And now when it's here, he's going to have to deal with it.
Now, here's another question. Is the daughter going to be paying into the, you know, the rent, the food, the utilities, things
well,
such
that's
as?
That's something that we can discuss once he says, okay, yeah, we're going to make this work.
I love that
he
about you.
Bring up all that.
That's
now.
Right. I love that about you. You're like, I don't care. Well, yeah. It's already being paid, so this will just be, you know, little kids, hey, you know, make them share a bath, you know, and they don't need all that water, right?
It wasn't even, I don't think it was even about the money. It's just about his principle of, like, they grown.
He can't walk around in his underwear anymore. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, you hold your horses, young lady.
Anyway.
We're going to throw you on hold. Hold on. Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, man. I feel like she is going to put him in his place. But, now that's a good text, too. How is their marriage going to be the same after calling him out and giving him an ultimatum like this on the radio? That's kind of a good question.
Well, how's the marriage going to be the same if he won't let the kid move back in and his wife leaves him to go get an apartment with the daughter? How's the marriage going to be the same if that happens?
Ah, Lord. Yeah, well, I should have had more kids. Pulling them off on them.
Yeah.
We'll make this call next. Truth and Consequences. She's calling her husband to say the kid is moving back in with the kids and the big dog, or I'm out. Morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody. Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys
morning show. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. Okay. A lot of folks are saying, Fat Boy, she can't hear me, can she? The lady on hold. A lot of people are saying that it sounds like maybe there's going to be some bad words on this one.
Mm.
I don't know what that is taking, but it sounded like one time she almost said a bad word.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, man. When you get passionate, you just start saying, like when I get mad in traffic, I say cuss words that don't even make sense. I can get in trouble for like what it sounded like I said.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that can happen too, man. It's you always run that risk with these.
All right, we'll bring her back on. I'm gonna get her to, and I know what to do here.
Okay.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Excuse me.
No, you're good. I know the route to take on this. Own your grandkids. Don't say any bad words. You know what I'm saying?
I'll try.
That right? Okay. Because then that'll put, okay, you know, as if the grandkids may hear this. We hope that doesn't happen.
I got that.
Okay. All right.
No. I don't do that in front of them, no.
I didn't think
just,
so.
You know, this is just ridiculous, though. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely it is. You have a child who, that was a divorce? Is that what it is? Or is that asking too much information? Like with your daughter, she's divorcing or has been divorced.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two young kids and then a big dog, 150 plus pounds.
Big old dog.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband has said no over and over again to letting them move back in. And you're calling him today to say you're very serious about them moving back. In fact, if he doesn't allow it, you will go with them.
Yeah. That's okay. What I'm saying.
Okay. All right. You're sure you want to do this, too? You know, the legalities of this. You supplied the phone number to us, and you're not doing this for, like, tickets to an event or anything. You want to do this yourself. No one talked you into it, correct?
Oh, my God, y'all. Listen, this is about my kids.
Okay. All right, here we go. As soon as he answers, talk to him just as though I understand he's on his way to work or something. Make it sound as normal as you can, and then once it kind of gets out of hand, we'll also let him know he's on the radio, okay?
All right, now.
All right. Oh, our heart's in the right place. It really is. His is not, though. No. I'm paraphrasing what the text said.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I can't now.
Oh, okay.
Hello, this is Jake.
Hey, honey, how you doing? I just need to talk to you for a quick minute.
Oh, baby, can it wait? I'm about to walk in the huddle house.
No, this is a real important thing, and it won't take a long time.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Just tell me how much it's going to cost.
Well, it's going to cost a hell of a lot more if you don't get your head out of your, you know, behind. And let your daughter and the grandbabies come home while they need a place to stay. That's what's going to happen.
Baby, this conversation again, I already told you no. Having this conversation one more time after we already made a decision, it's not more important than my breakfast.
What? Well, let me tell you something now. Here's the deal. Either Riley and the babies, you let them come on home, or I'm moving out and I'm going to get a place with them. That's what I'm going to do.
What the hell is it? Is that some kind of threat?
Oh, hell no. Ain't no threat. That's a promise. Jake, I'm promising you that's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Look, I love you and all, but I'll believe that's more than big empty talk when I see it.
Well, you'll learn to believe it when you come home and I'll be gone this weekend. So, you know, you're going to keep on acting like a goober, then you'll find out on your own.
Shoot, baby, you really mean it, don't you?
I don't think I stuttered. Did you hear me stutter? You need me to repeat it?
No, baby. Okay. Hang on. Let's talk about this for a minute. Just what?
No. You know what, honey? Don't worry about it. You said breakfast is more important. So you go ahead and feed your face and eat, and I'm going to hang up now. So you guys go ahead and talk to him, or you can hang up because now, you know,
Who the hell is on the line with you, baby? Who the hell is you guys? What the hell's going on?
It's actually the Rise guys. Close. Good morning, Jake. We're live on the radio right now. We're a morning show heard all over the Southeast. Mm-hmm. And so don't say any bad words.
It's too bad Huddle House don't have that corned beef hash no more.
You might turn around and go home now. This is live on the radio. This is a thing we do called Truth and Consequences, where we allow listeners or mutual friends of to call in and call somebody live on the radio and tell them something of great seriousness or confess something. So that's what she told us. She will leave you.
Mm-hmm. Can I cut your tongue, honey? You can't speak up now?
Jake, you still there? Fat boy, is he on?
Jake, you want to say something else before you get hung up on?
He ain't there.
Call him back.
Jake.
Hold on. We'll call him back. I believe he hung up. Hold on 1 second. We'll try to call him back.
Yep. We'll get one more shot.
Can I ask a... It's, man, it doesn't need to be asked. I just want to get him back on the phone. Then I'll ask. I know. Fat Boy's having a tough time today. I mean, not him himself, just with the stuff going on here. While we get him back on, you did a good job with not cussing. I noticed at one point you called him a goober. That probably would have been like a dickhead in real life. So you did good there.
Very good there.
But there again, I just said it. Mm. Secondly, what was the other thing you said? I'm giving you good compliments and keeping you. Hold on. The Fat Boy. He's agreed to come back on.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Jake.
Hello?
Hey. All right. Did you? Hey, we're back on the radio. We're live on the radio right now. So,
look, baby, can we talk when I get home and see what we can work out? Like, I don't know why we gotta bring. I don't know
the Rise guys. The Rise guys.
Okay, the Rise. I don't know why we gotta bring the Rise guys into this, baby.
Rise. Rise guys.
Mm-hmm. So what you saying?
I'm saying, let's talk when I get home and see what we can work out. I got to go. I love you.
Well,
okay, so he did hang up again.
Yeah, that time he's done.
I see now.
I wonder if you think he's still going to get Huddle House or no.
I don't know, but you don't sound...
Dad, I love you said it all. Dad, I love you said it all.
What's
you
happening?
You banged down like a little wilted flower. He said, I love you, and so, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
my baby's coming home.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, you know his reaction obviously more than I would.
Yeah, she's reading into that, I guess, because from experience.
Yeah,
because they've been together longer. You don't want me
to go
kids.
And take the kids.
He'll
be fine.
Yeah, but is it going to be the same now, though? Yeah.
And about it predicting the future.
Well,
I know.
Well,
Nostradamus
did.
Take care of this problem right now.
I know.
Yeah. Riley's like distressed, and Riley's distressed, the kids distressed.
Put a whole
block up this hole right now. That's where
your daughter probably don't want to be there forever either.
Oh no, she don't. But.
Okay,
but you need to play sometimes for a little while.
Will there be like that? See, that's the way I think you could handle it with him. Mm-hmm. Say, listen. We'll put a time limit on it, you know? Like, I don't know what you want to say. 6 months? Is that too much? 3 months? Something like that. At least if they can get us on her feet, because she probably doesn't want it near as much as either. I mean, everybody loves each other, but, you know, to be each other, you know, back living together again when you're an adult, it's not fun.
It's going to be tight. Nobody want to do that. But, you know.
Nobody's got time for it.
Nobody want to do that.
That's right. All right. I would love to find out what happens with this. Will you promise that you'll come on and give us an update on this?
Sure enough, I thank y'all for helping too, because I think y'all the reason why he backed down.
No, he knew he was on the radio. It wasn't anything we did. I just think that maybe he just
right, didn't but want- that's y'all because we on the radio, so you know he I think he might have been embarrassed and
yeah.
You know, it's one thing to talk to me, but like to talk to the world and have the world knowing everything is yes. different.
You're giving us too much credit, but I love it.
Yeah, you can give us all you want.
All right. Young lady, you have you a Merry Christmas, and I hope everything does get settled, at least through New Year, and then y'all start fussing again, mm-hmm. okay?
All right, y'all. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. I don't know how I feel about that. Several different directions.
Yeah, you got to put like a time limit on it. Like, how long is this gonna take place?
Yeah, but like, you know, not. I mean, the weather here, at least locally, sucks. I don't want to doom. Oh God, bless.
Oh, I heard it too.
Yeah, no, that sounded bad on that knee.
Well, it wasn't my knee.
Oh,
no, it was my knee. Oh, yikes! That hit right through in that spot.
That'd be your knee. Your belly won.
You know. Think through our childhood, and we were talking about earlier, like, you know, credit becoming a thing in 89, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1989, credit scores.
Credit scores became a thing. And then, financially, like, this is a really, really tough time where, you know, pays down and everything else is up.
Yeah.
And, God, you don't want to look back and say, like, that was the modern day, I don't dare I say the D word, you know. Depression
yeah,
era.
Yeah.
You don't want, because then it's like, good God.
Yeah.
And plus, once you got to think too, if you're dealing with somebody who's maybe a little bit stubborn, their ego won't get out of their way and it hurts them. It could be one of those things where once dad says no, she's going to be like, okay, then I will never move back. I don't care if we have to go to shelter. You know how people get.
Yeah.
They don't want to admit that they need help or they think they're not really wanted.
Or you left them hanging at the worst time. I mean, that hurts somebody.
Yeah. And then there's this speculation that people think he realized he was on the radio. I absolutely do not think.
Yeah, it seems to me he realized his wife's not kidding and he didn't like it. That's the impression I was getting from it.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know why it's an issue for him.
Because I mean, it's just, lack of better terms, it's being selfish.
I think a lot of parents nowadays, more so than maybe back in the day, especially more so nowadays, it's like they never want the kids to leave. I mean, my mom would do anything if she could live with me, and I'll be 38 this weekend.
That's sweet.
You no, think really. Back to like
kind of damaged.
The older days, or even up Highway 14 here locally, like when people have land. Everybody would build, the family, everybody would build on the same land.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they would. That's why all those old country roads are named after the families that used to live on.
Yeah.
Old compounds.
Yeah.
John Denver.
Others.
Take me home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would not want that. I wouldn't want the availability to, like, drive the golf cart to, you know, or every time they drive by, need cuts gray.
Or just, yeah, right. You know, just to walk out there.
Yeah. Why'd you close your blinds when I drove by?
Right, if you're in your own house and there's just two of you in there, you shouldn't have to worry about how loud you're getting.
No, no.
You're in love making, I mean, not fine.
No. Oh, well, either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you coming home so late?
Shouldn't have to worry about your grandma next door listening to you blank.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll get to your phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. Do the whole thing. Put yourself in their shoes. Or if you're the daughter, like once you find out dad never wanted you there, like would you put your butt on your shoulders and say, well, screw it. If that's how he felt, I don't want to be there. Oh, yeah, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
The Rise Guys.
You know, it's almost... Oh, good morning, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. And I mean that. It's almost redundant when you'll hear people say, somebody right now needs to hear this. Or I don't know who follows me on Twitter, but they need to see this. I often read that as like they're being passive aggressive, like they're talking to one of their Twitter followers.
Oh, yes, yeah, so somebody in particular. Subtweeting these cards.
But a lot of times it'd be like the inspirational stuff or whatever. We have Anonymous on hold who is going through the same thing right now. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? And not so good, maybe?
Maybe not.
Oh, God.
Ask me tomorrow. But, yeah, I know exactly how the husband feels, because my husband and myself both feel the same way. We don't want my grown daughter, her husband, their kids, their animals all moving in, but they're moving in today.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also my child, and I can't turn her away. But we're mad. We're disappointed. You know, but I did give her a timeline. I said 6 months.
Okay.
What's the disappointment? I mean, it's disappointment that, you know, you're
because we have already bailed them out before.
Oh.
We gave them money, bailed them out before.
Oh.
And now here we are 3-4 months later, and they still have went into debt again.
How many animals are we talking about here?
They have a cat, which I hate cats.
Same.
And a lizard. And the lizard's fine. I have no problem with the lizard.
You like the lizard.
But the cat, I just... But I also can't tell her to get rid of her cat either.
No.
So we're hoping that it doesn't last 6 months, but we did give them a timeline of 6 months. So I would recommend definitely a timeline and stick to it. Because if not, they're going to be there forever.
What you said went in debt, so nobody lost a job or anything like that. So why are they coming back?
My daughter, they both have jobs. They're both doing that. But my daughter had a baby, and that's why we thought that they first got in debt to begin with, was because she was off on maternity leave for a little while. But now she's been back to work for, the baby's 5 months old. They've been back to work, so there's really no reason for them to not have been able to pay their bills.
Yeah.
But their bills haven't been paid.
Mm. Wow.
So that's where we're frustrated at.
Oh,
don't know.
Wow. So do you think there, I mean, again, I ask too many questions oftentimes, but like,
going somewhere.
Do you think, where's that money going?
I've asked that question many, many times, and I get no answers.
Okay.
Maybe charity?
Maybe.
Yeah. Could be.
I mean, hell, you can go broke on food delivery services easy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are they gonna have to pay you anything? Are you gonna charge them?
Yes. We put in an agreement at $350 a month because that way they can still have enough money to save up and be able to get out within 6 months. But it's not fair that we have to feed them; they're grown.
Do you have to pay for the lizard's food as well?
The rock
crickets.
No, I'm not paying for the lizard's food.
You don't have to do that. Okay. All right. But
yeah, definitely make them pay to live there. I wouldn't just let them live for free.
But what happens if, let's talk real life here. 6 months from now, it's June 6th. School's about out, right? Your grandkids, summertime.
Uh-huh.
How would you have the, if they said, we don't want to move out? Like, what happens there?
Yeah, I mean, you're actually going to properly evict them from the premises? Like, go to quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
You will.
Okay, good for you.
All right. I'm calling you in 6 months, and I'm going to find out if you're still there. I will.
She seems like she means it.
I will.
I'm hoping they'll be gone before 6 months.
Oh.
Because tax cuts coming around, so yeah, that should be a big incentive right there.
Yeah. Tell me, sir, you're welcome.
Within 6 months, you should be able, if both of you are working, you should be able to save money.
Put a stocking up for the lizard, please. The cat probably gets one, but the lizard doesn't. Lizards are Christians. They are.
The lizard can stay. The lizard can stay forever. I don't care about that.
Okay. She likes the lizard.
The adults have to go.
Yeah. All right, my dear. You have a Merry Christmas. Is that offensive? Okay. All right. You're wonderful. Have a great morning.
She's right, though. You know, earned income credit and child tax credits.
Oh, yeah.
Could be getting a little chunk
coming
back.
Plus all the savings on, you know, internet and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're splitting it down. $350 for, like,
that's cheap.
Four people and two animals, you know?
Ain't bad price.
I want that deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is everybody in the same room, you wonder? Did you get the hole upstairs? It's going to be cramped.
Man, it's just, ugh.
Who knows, hard. Man?
If it's separate, you still got to come downstairs, though. You know?
Yeah.
Plus, look, I'm not saying anything, but this sounds like it could be a situation. Something might happen between the mom and the son-in-law.
Oh, come on.
Watch
a different kind of movie.
Mom loves that little lizard. Yeah. Well, he can stay forever. I love him. Yeah. He just sets her in. Lays on his rock.
Yeah.
I thump the glass to see if he's alive or not.
I wonder how many parents would not let their kids come back? If they, situation like that girl from TNC where she's, I guess, split up. Looking at divorce, got two kids and a big old dog, needs somewhere to go.
Yeah. Well, I can unequivocally say absolutely I would allow that. Mm-hmm. I mean, for real. Especially in that regard where, I mean, it's like, you know, single mom thing. Or if I had a son and, you know, it was the same thing, I'd be like, hell yeah, dude. We'll start drinking.
Coming home, Daddy Matt.
We'll party.
Start drinking.
Some chicks.
But it's different though if it's a daughter and two kids coming home.
Yeah.
Because then that puts a hamper on your drinking.
Man, that's probably a good thing. I never had a son.
Right?
Start pulling. Really a good thing.
Yeah. See, I knew what I was doing. I don't have one. I wouldn't cut out for it.
Oh, yeah, but I just know, like, what I would try to, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No. It's like
be fun, though.
The episode of the Bunny Ranch where the guy took his son. And they were with the same girl.
Well, I was only at a strip club with my father one time ever.
Which one did they hook up with? Was it Coast Guard Casey or whatever?
Air Force Amy.
Oh, that one.
Oh, God.
That was the one.
That was the one we interviewed, one of the worst interviews ever in the history of radio.
She was on the phone with somebody, another girl, Dennis Hoff, and then somebody who can't be named on the radio anymore.
Somebody that has been canceled by algorithms around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It might have been one of Hoff's last interviews.
He may share a name with our very own producer.
Yep.
Wow, he was on that too?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a mic hog that morning.
He was.
He's bad off in the head now.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he's been bad off in the head for a long time.
Yeah, pretending maybe.
Mm-hmm.
How could you turn your kids away during the holidays? I don't want to say screw the holidays, but like that's out of the way. Like, if it's August, if it's July, if it's February, either way, By the way, renters, don't pay your full rent in February. It's not a full month.
Well, that's the other thing, trying to find a place to get, you know, to get back to. Yeah. That's hard, too.
What, renting stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a real bad market to try to find anything. And I'm like, a lot of this stuff, you got to make a lot of money to afford it at all.
If your credit's not good, you're not getting in any at most places that are nice.
You better have a wad if you're going to get in somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like old Niner said.
I mean, it's, I don't know about right now how it is, but certainly when I did it, it was a hell of a lot easier to buy a place than it was to rent a place. You just had to have some. You just had to have something available to put down.
Watch what I'm about to do here. I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna flip the script.
Okay.
Nine. What if your mom needed somewhere to live?
We'd find her someplace. Look, she got Medicaid. Got Medicaid. She good.
With you on that, my friend. Yeah. Like for real. I would.
I'm moving in.
I'd give her the place, and I'd
<He'd> leave.
I'd become a vagabond.
Hey, baby.
Bye, mama.
She got Medicaid. I know people who've worked in that industry. You know, we'd find her nice.
Oh yeah, yeah. But that is one thing that I
not kidding.
Absolutely, like, do not want to think about. Not her having to live with me. No. Or anything, but just like, you know, like when it comes to that, like retirement. Well, she's retired now, but like the nursing home-ish stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
You think God. I'm going to ruin your pimp game, Matthew?
Oh, man. No, but, like, my grandma, like, worked her ass off for years. Like, she didn't have one. I mean, she worked her butt off for years and then, like, ended up – she lived well into her 80s, but she ended up dying in a nursing home, the result of poor care of the people that were – and it wasn't one of them. I mean, it was a nice –
it happens.
It was a nice one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it.
People were just – it putting their initials down, not giving the medication or pocketing it one.
Happens all the time.
Not flipping the bed or that's awful to think about, but like not moving them. Oh, yeah, I don't want to think about that, man. That's I don't want to think about that for me. I mean, that's
Oh,
is
it
not
bro.
Like crippling to think about?
It is.
God.
Man, one of my first babysitters, she used to watch a guy at his house.
I hate responsibility.
She's an in-home nurse. I had to help her out. You know, I emptied his pee jugs and changed his sheets and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I could have done better than those nurses.
Yeah. That's not like a facetious statement. I hate responsibility. I don't like it.
No, I know. It's,
I try to minimize it.
But like, they were there when you needed them. You know, that commercial that plays about it. You can get insurance now for your parents' future.
Yeah.
Like, start buying nursing home insurance or something. It's
they could have done that in the 80s.
Yeah, it's called a 401k.
They have credit scores.
It's Reagan's fault, what he's saying.
Yeah, no, don't you jump on Reaganomics.
some of them had actual pensions.
Okay. Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, the Grinch decided to beat up on Rudolph, and police believe the incident was fueled by alcohol and not because of the size of his heart. Find out what happened with the Grinch next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I don't think it's going to end with heart.
He had an enlarged one.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.